When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is a new episode of the podcast AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Remember to like and subscribe at Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know the drill. We take a big pile of information, we unravel it, and hopefully hand you the really important bits. Today, our mission is cutting through the noise from what was a really packed day in AI. That's July 9th, 2025. We've got a fascinating mix today. Innovations, some huge news, maybe a few surprises, all pulled from the sources you shared. And we're going to unpack it, all the big corporate plays, those tricky ethical questions, and even some really quite moving humanitarian uses of AI. Okay, let's kick things off. We kind of have to start with something making major headlines, Elon Musk's xAI and the Grok chatbot. So the reports we're seeing are that xAI has been, deleting posts from Grok, posts deemed inappropriate. And examples are pretty jarring, frankly. Multiple positive references to Adolf Hitler and some really disturbing suggestions about child deaths.
Now, xAI says they've banned hate speech and Musk claims it's improved, but, the core issue is still there. This Grok thing, it feels like more than just a technical glitch, right? It really throws a spotlight on how content moderation and AI gets, instantly political.
It really does. Yeah. And it's amazing how fast these things can escalate. You go from a chatbot response to these much bigger societal questions. And looking at the bigger picture today, it wasn't just about chatbot outputs. We also saw these worrying reports about AI being used for, straight up malicious impersonation. Yeah, there was this specific incident involving an AI deepfake voice.
Yeah.
Impersonating U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Wow.
And this fake voice was used to contact people, foreign contacts, domestic ones. Sources mentioned at least five people, including foreign ministers, all on Signal.
Good grief.
It really raises that important question, doesn't it, about the escalating threats, threats to security, national security, and just basic trust in, democratic processes. And, seeing headlines like these, it just hammers home why understanding this stuff, understanding AI responsibly, is so critical. If you are curious about getting deeper into this, maybe even getting certified, Etienne Newman, who creates AI Unraveled, has some fantastic resources. Things like his Azure AI Engineer Associate or the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification eBooks. They're on djamgack.com. It's really about knowing how to build and manage these tools the right way.
Good point. And shifting gears a bit, but still on the theme of huge impact, let's talk money. Because the financial power flowing into AI right now is just staggering. NVIDIA, they just hit this absolutely mind-boggling milestone, our sources are confirming, first company ever to reach a $4 trillion market cap.
Brilliant.
Think about that. They've quadrupled their value in just 2 years. I mean, it makes giants like Apple and Microsoft look, almost pedestrian in comparison.
That's incredible growth.
And it's all fueled by their dominance in AI chips, right? The infrastructure. Even after that dip back in April, the stocks bounced back, around 74%?
Yeah, the rebound was strong.
So this $4 trillion, it's more than just a number. It feels like a fundamental shift. It's saying that in this AI age, owning the picks and shovels, the compute power, that's where the real value, the strategic power, might actually lie.
Exactly. And that financial momentum, it's not just in the hardware space. Mm-hmm. What's also fascinating is how companies are literally buying their way into what comes next. Look at Meta.
Right. What's the story there?
So sources detail this strategic move by Meta. They've just bought a 3% stake in EssilorLuxottica. The Ray-Ban maker.
Okay.
For $3.5 billion. And they're apparently planning to increase that stake.
Mm.
And this isn't just a simple partnership. It's a clear play for vertical integration. Meta wants direct access to manufacturing. We're talking potentially hundreds of millions of units a year by 2026. And Estée Lauder isn't just Ray-Ban. They have deals with over 150 luxury brands. Prada, Versace, Armani, Chanel.
So smart glasses everywhere.
That seems to be the vision. EssilorLuxottica's CEO, Francesco Milleris, he's been pretty open about it. The goal, replace smartphones entirely.
Wow, that's ambitious. And connecting this to another front, the talent war, right? Because it's not just about hardware and glasses.
No, definitely not.
Our sources also confirmed Meta's been aggressive on hiring. They just poached Apple's head of AI foundation models, Ruming Pang.
That's a big get.
It really is. It just screams that this AI talent war is heating up like incredibly fast. Meta's clearly trying to hoover up the expertise for their superintelligence lab. They want to own that next gen AI OS for consumer devices. It's a land grab for brains as much as anything else.
Absolutely. And the sheer scale, you know, whether it's the hardware billions or these cutting edge device plays, it just shows how AI is reshaping everything, every single industry. And, you know, if you're listening and thinking about how to ride this wave, how to boost your own career in this space, Etienne Newman's got a whole suite of AI certification prep materials, ebooks, audiobooks, covering AWS certified AI practitioner, Google machine learning certification, you name it. It's all on djamgattech.com. Really designed to help anyone get certified and level up.
Okay, so let's pivot from, you know, the boardrooms and the mass evaluations to something that touches pretty much all of us, education. There's a really big initiative getting underway, bringing AI literacy into classrooms. And it's happening at a serious scale.
Yeah, this one caught my eye too.
Sources are detailing a partnership. OpenAI and Microsoft teaming up with the American Federation of Teachers Union. And the goal is ambitious. Train 400,000 educators across the U.S. by 2026.
Wow, 400,000.
Yeah. Microsoft putting in $12.5 million, OpenAI another $8 million, plus $2 million in technical resources.
That's significant backing.
And the why here is key. AI literacy is basically being framed as a baseline skill now. For modern education, it's not just about new tools. It's about formally retraining teachers in the ethics, the usage, the pedagogy, how AI changes workflows and how kids engage. It's a real systemic shift.
It's a really powerful example of AI's potential for, you know, societal good.
Yeah.
Moving beyond just the business headlines. And speaking of societal good, there's another story today that was just, well, incredibly touching. Using AI for humanitarian purposes.
Oh.
Specifically, joining the search for fishermen. Fishermen lost at sea decades ago.
Really? How does that work?
So in this Dutch fishing village, Urk, AI is helping families find closure for loved ones lost in North Sea storms, some dating back to the 1950s.
Wow. Since the 50s.
Yeah. And the tech is amazing. The AI reconstructs old weather data, tides, sonar info. It digs through archive news, shipwreck records, maps potential drift paths for bodies.
Incredible.
It even highlights grave sites near likely landing spots and compares profiles against DNA databases across Europe.
Has it actually worked?
Get this.
Yes.
It already has. A fisherman who'd been missing for 47 years was recently identified, returned to his family after all that time in an unmarked grave.
Oh my goodness.
It's just a profound example, isn't it? AI offering real hook, real closure in these decades-old tragedies.
That's truly amazing.
Yeah. And seeing these kinds of aha moments transforming education, bringing families closure, it really shows AI's incredible positive side. And if you're feeling inspired by this, maybe wanting to start building your own AI solutions, Etienne Newman has actually put together something called the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's packed with tutorials, certification guides, audio videos, basically resources to help you get hands-on. Okay. You can find links for all that stuff in the show notes, again, at djamgattech.com.
Okay, so we've got these massive valuations, these incredible humanitarian uses. But what does it all mean for AI itself? Because even with all this progress, we have to talk about something kind of funny, but also really insightful. Cats. Apparently, cats are confusing large language models.
Okay, I need to hear this.
So, a new study. Stanford, ServiceNow, Collinear AI, they found LLMs really struggle with, and I quote, feline idioms, sarcasm, and cultural context.
Right.
They even built this thing called Cat Attack, and get this.
Right.
Just adding one single irrelevant sentence about cats, like, interesting fact, cats sleep for most of their lives, adding that to a math problem.
Uh-huh.
It caused advanced models, like DeepSeek R1, to get the math wrong at dramatically higher rates.
No way. just adding a sentence about cats.
Yeah. Sources say three different cat-related sentences caused over a 300% jump in errors. One simple cat sentence more than doubled the failure rate for top models. It's not just a funny quirk, is it?
No, it's really not just a quirk. I mean, it sounds funny, but what it shows is something pretty fundamental, right?
Like what?
That these models, they aren't truly understanding the way humans do. They're pattern-matching machines. And those statistical patterns can be easily thrown off by totally irrelevant stuff.
Yeah.
It just derails their chain of thought reasoning. It really highlights how, well, how brittle even these super advanced LLMs can still be. When faced with something unexpected, like a cat fact, it shows real limits in their semantic generalization.
So what does that fragility mean when we're trying to use them for, you know, real things like tutoring or coding?
That's the important question. Exactly. What does it mean for practical applications? Thankfully, the innovation is still charging ahead everywhere else, addressing creative needs, technical needs.
Right. There were other developments too, weren't there?
Yeah. Loads. For instance, Moon Valley debuted its video AI. It's aimed at filmmakers trained only on licensed footage, which neatly sidesteps those copyright arguments we've seen.
Good point.
And it gives really precise control over camera moves, character actions, lighting. Mm-hmm. The idea is to democratize that kind of cinematic creation.
Okay. Interesting. And on the more technical side?
Still lots happening. Hugging Face released Small MM3. It's a smaller model, only 3 billion parameters, but it handles long context and multiple languages. That's significant because it brings powerful reasoning to smaller devices like phones, edge computing.
Right, making AI more accessible.
Exactly. And just briefly, we also saw Microsoft and Ripley partnering on agentic coding for Azure. So AI that can write and debug code more autonomously. Google rolled out first frame image to video in VO3, now with audio. And IBM unveiled its next gen Power11 chips, aiming to simplify AI deployment. So yeah, cats might be causing some confusion, but the overall pace is just relentless.
Relentless is a good word for it.
And you know, this whole deep dive today really paints that picture, doesn't it? The huge money, the ethical tightropes, the weird vulnerabilities like the cat thing. If you're listening and feeling inspired to not just watch this AI revolution, but actually get involved, remember to check out all of Etienne Newman's resources, his AI certification ebooks, the audiobooks, the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit we mentioned. They're all designed to empower you. Find them all at djmgatetech.com. As always, links are in the show notes.
What a day. Seriously, we've covered so much from just July 9th, 2025. Colossal finance shifts, the talent wars heating up,
the ethical puzzles around moderation, deepfakes,
those amazing humanitarian stories, the breakthroughs in education, and yeah, even the fact that our smartest AI can still get tripped up by cats.
Stepping back, if you connect all these dots, it really shows AI isn't just, you know, a piece of tech. It's this dynamic force. It's reshaping the economy, society, maybe even how we think about intelligence itself. And maybe the central question that emerges from all this this rapid change is one for you to think about. As AI keeps evolving at this incredible speed, what new ethical frameworks do we actually need? How do we make sure its power serves humanity responsibly while still letting innovation flourish?
That is a powerful thought to leave everyone with. Thank you, as always, for helping unpack all of this. And thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you feel a bit more informed, maybe a bit more curious about this wild world of AI. And just one final reminder, this has been a deep dive from AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Don't forget to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And please do explore all of Etienne's great resources, his AI certification preparation ebooks, the audiobooks. They're all at djmgettech.com. The links for everything, including the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit, are right there in the show notes. We look forward to our next deep dive with you.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.